Thunder Bay. Results from the City of Thunder Bay's Citizen Satisfaction Survey suggest residents' quality of life has continued to decline, while satisfaction with most city services was strong. Results from the 2022 survey, now available at the city's website, will be used to inform the city's next strategic plan in 2023. They also offer insight into the community's mood and priorities in the run-up to the October 24 municipal election. The survey gathers feedback from 500 local residents, collected by public opinion firm Ipsos using random digit dialing. Results are weighted to better reflect the city's age and gender makeup, and considered accurate within 4.4 percentage points, 19 times out of 20. Residents are questioned on topics including quality of life, city services, important issues facing the community, experiences of racism and discrimination, and more. In 2019, results indicated residents' overall satisfaction with their quality of life was declining. The 2022 data suggests that trend has continued, with residents rating their quality of life lower, even while concerns about crime and safety appear to have eased. Satisfaction with city services, on the other hand, stabilized and in some cases increased. Overall, 76% of respondents rated their quality of life as good or very good. The figure is down 6% since 2019, and has fallen consistently since a peak of 92% in 2013. Many of the 18% who responded with poor or very poor cited crime and safety issues. The percentage of residents who strongly agreed that they're proud to say they're from Thunder Bay and who have a strong sense of community belonging also fell. Positive perceptions of the community were higher among older residents. Crime still reigns as the most important issue facing the city according to residents, cited by 51% of respondents, up from 44% in 2019. Next were the economy, 41%, and social issues, 39%. The environment jumped significantly, identified as an important issue by 18%, up from 3% in 2019. Despite concerns over crime, the percentage of respondents who feel Thunder Bay is a relatively safe city jumped to 82% this year. The figure had fallen to 54% in 2019, after averaging around 70% in previous surveys. Fully 83% of respondents agreed it was safe for children to play outside in their neighborhood, up from 75%. Only 68% of respondents said they perceive racism and discrimination as a serious issue in Thunder Bay, the lowest level ever tracked, and down from 80% in 2019. The number of respondents who reported experiencing racism or discrimination also went down somewhat. Residents aren't keen to see the city build new or recreation-related infrastructure, the results suggest. Support for infrastructure like roads, bridges, and stormwater drainage remained high at around 89%, but support for other projects like trails or indoor sports facilities was down by 10 to 20 points. Satisfaction with services the city is already delivering was consistently high, however. Overall, 81% of respondents said they're satisfied or very satisfied, matching the 2019 total. Thunder Bay Fire Rescue scored the highest satisfaction, with 94%, followed closely by the Public Library, EMS, Parks and Trails, Special Events, and the Canada Games Complex, all above 90%. Street maintenance was lowest with 64% satisfaction, followed by stormwater drainage, 67%, and snow removal, 69%. Satisfaction with the city's police force, typically steady, dropped significantly from 87 to 76%. It's the first time the figure has come in below 85% since the city launched the survey in 2009. Fewer than half of residents, 46%, said they had opportunities to participate and engage with the city on topics of interest to them, down by 10 points. The number who said they hadn't tried to engage because they hadn't wanted to participate doubled, to 14%. Participation in the online version of the survey drew record participation of almost 2,800 people, however, staff reported. Those results aren't considered statistically valid but are shared with City Council. The satisfaction survey has been held every 2 years since 2009, with the exception of the one-year pandemic delay in 2021. Like in 2019, the results include a mix of 60% landline and 40% cell phone respondents. Only 5% of survey respondents were indigenous, compared to a census estimate of over 13% for the Thunder Bay CMA.